All right, we are here at XP Evo for Experion, and I have the coolest thing ever. We're doing a live audience today. Can the audience cheer for me, please? Wow, that's amazing. I'm so excited. All right, well, thank you guys so much for showing up tonight. Thank you guys on stream for showing up as well. We are here at Experion live tonight in Cologne at 8 o'clock tonight, and I have, of course, my two best buddies with me for the Drop Gears podcast. I got Lime.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
And then I have the best man in second place, Shorty.
Hello.
I'm sorry. I always have to bully you about it.
But I mean, considering we have three shorties here, at least, I mean, now we have two. Tomorrow we're going to have the third shorty as well. So yep. I can understand.
Yeah, that's fair.
Someone has to be the second one.
And it happens to be you.
I wonder why.
It's destined for you. But we have a couple topics that we're going to go through today. Obviously, since we have a live audience, we definitely want to have the audience interact with us. So at some point during the stream, we will have people coming up asking us questions, probably trolling us or flaming us. I mean, I have no idea what's in store for us.
Hopefully flaming don't happen.
If it's going to be flaming, it's going to be towards me. But yeah, I am excited for this evening. But first, if anybody doesn't know what's happening and why we're at a live show and why I have Shorty and Lime beside me, it's XP Evo. It's in Cologne. It's for Friday to Sunday. On September 22nd to the 24th, there is a 5,500 euro prize pool. Already 400 people have bought tickets, are going to be in attendance, and we have multiple content streamers, pretty much everybody and their mom here. It's kind of crazy. For anybody was here at Trackadia, you know that we only had about 120 people, I think. We had a 2,500 euro prize pool, and it was a great start. Unfortunately, we weren't able to continue at Hamburg, but honestly, I'm so happy with our new setup here, our new venue here, our partners at Experion. They've been such wonderful hosts. They've been running around crazy today, setting up everything.
Getting at me and Lime because we switched places.
Yeah, and they got pissed at Lime and Shorty because they tried to switch places because Lime was like, I need to see my best side on the screen.
I need to get on my best side to be comfortable, but it's whatever. I'm already doing this.
Cool, whatever. Anyways, so we have a couple shout-outs. I guess, first off, shout-out to everybody who's here at Live Audience Team. Woo! Half of you I know, half of you I don't. Some of you, I messed up your names last year, and I made a meme that I messed up your name again. Nina, I still don't know who you are.
and isn't that Maji?
Isn't that Maji up there? What? Weird. And then also, Forever and Mime, one's Mime and one's Forever. I never would know which one. Surely they look the same. No, none of those mistakes are being made, but shout out to everybody who was first at Trackadia and came to this year. But we also have some other shout outs. Shorty, do you have any people you love at all? Do people love you?
okay. Thank you. Yeah, you I love you too.
I work.
No.
Just.
I mean, I hope my mother loves me.
Okay. That's so sad.
I hope so.
No, it's not sad. She loves him.
I think she does.
I hope so.
We're having a great time usually.
Yeah, well.
I only don't like her when she beats me at table tennis, but otherwise it's fine.
Okay. Interesting relationship. we'll get back to that later.
You know,
hi, Lime.
Okay, barrier? What?
Do you have anything to shout out? You won. You made this topic. shout out Gecko or something.
Oh. Yeah, of course I have to shout out to my boyfriend Gecko, isn't it? Yeah.
He looks so handsome with the mustache.
It's true.
Yeah, he looks very handsome with the mustache.
But nobody can see, but there was a lot of stash ports here in the audience, and then they all took off their mustaches because they thought the meme was over.
Actually, Lime told me earlier I need to check out how it looks.
Do you guys have your stashes?
I'm not going to.
On the other side.
Wow.
I also want to shout out to my family. are watching me from Chile. And also, I want to shout out the Women's Racing League that started this week, if I'm not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I cannot play, I cannot cast, but I have been watching it, and it's been quite amazing to see all of those amazing players showcasing their abilities and just being the best. And if you haven't watched it, I recommend you to watch it too and get into more the feminine scene, if you want to call it that way. So yeah, shout out to them.
Shout out to Women's Racing League.
Yes.
Nice. Yes.
Woo! Thank you. We don't have this in when we do the podcast.
When we do the podcast, it's usually like, import, shut up. What are they talking about? Yuck. F.
Yeah,
because Chris's internet always fails during the podcast. he gave me the middle finger.
I really like the way he looks up there. Like, you look at him.
He's at the dark. He's like a shadowy figure up there, and he's just like lurking.
Yeah, but the mustache is the only thing you can see.
All right. Well, that's the shout outs. Yeah. Well, so cool. Anyways, moving on with life. yeah, so, Lime.
Yeah.
You ended, now you get to do first. How was your trip here?
Well, the trip was actually really fast. For the very first time, I think Deutsche Bahn didn't troll me.
Bwah!
It was on time until Dusseldorf, and then it was a bit late, but that's whatever.
Mm.
The only annoying part of the trip was that woman that didn't shut up. And okay, listen, we were on the silent wagon, okay? So you have to remain silent or just speak not loud. And literally we were her live audience, and she was just telling everything about her life. I didn't understand a single thing because it was in German, but I was getting updates from Gecko, so I got something. But other than that, it was oh my god.
Who's dying? Boney, was that you? It was you, wasn't it? Ooh, I'm telling. Bro, you can't get good quality. See, he did it. Ah. Bro, you can't get good quality casters anymore these days. Jeez. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, if you didn't hear it on stream, Turbo said that's why you host Import, because my casting sucks. It's fair. I get it. That's why. If you can't cast host, and if you can't play coach or cast, either
one.
You
know.
Woo!
But yeah, that was a trip. It was what was really annoying was before the trip, and going every day to the city center and trying to find something for the event.
Mm.
Well, thankfully, I found something. You all will see it on Sunday.
Before I hand it over to Shorty, I've been a slight psychopath with
Wait,
the... She's like, you think you're now a psychopath? Anyways, we all wanted to, well, not us all, mainly me and Lime, wanted to dress up for the stream. It makes sense, right? We're doing a professional production.
I didn't say I don't want to.
Mm-hmm. But...
But I said I don't have anything to wear, so I had to buy something.
But now you have something.
Yeah, but you were negative first.
Shorty's going to wear a suit, guys. Let's go.
Way.
Yeah.
I mean, I did have one, but it was really old.
So honestly, when Shorty wears a suit, I expect everybody to be like, dang, you look hot.
I hope so.
I would hope so, too.
It was... a struggle to pick out.
I will tell you every 5 minutes of the day. Okay.
You know what's annoying about shopping? Like, I don't hate shopping. I think most people don't really hate shopping. But if you go and you don't really have any idea of what you even want, then you stand there like an idiot looking at things. You just... Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I always check out online beforehand going to the shop, because I hate being at the store and just... checking around stuff, you know?
Mm.
So I check everything beforehand, and then I go to the store, I go to someone, and I ask, do you have this? I show them the code, and then I try it.
Yeah.
But the worst thing is that when you want something, and they just don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are like, this was my only idea, and now what can I do?
Yeah.
So
well, I don't have either of your problems. I just go with the plan, and I'm there, and I buy, and I go.
Yeah, it's easy for you.
What's that supposed to be?
Is it easier? I don't know. I guess.
Is it because I'm a guy? Are you being sexist?
Like, no, because this? Everything will fit you. I'm not being... No, please. Don't
everybody's
cancel
like,
me,
uh-oh.
Don't cancel me.
Cancel.
Oh, my. I did it last.
No. No, I already had a plan because I reused an outfit from last year, a blue suit. And then I was like, pink and blue, that's our colors, so I'm going to get a pink suit.
Yes.
So I'm wearing a pink suit.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything pink. Everything was just way too
pink
big.
Pink doesn't work for everybody. It's probably going to wash
no,
me
it
out,
was way too big.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. Anyway. We were supposed to come to you now. How was your trip here? You may want to explain to everybody since you have the dings.
It was horrible. No. Let me elaborate at least a little bit. So considering that I get dizzy if I'm in anything that is moving, I decided that I'm going to go by car. Don't ask why. And I just made a stop in the middle. So, yeah, yesterday I drove like 3 hours. Like the first hour was fine. The second hour was horrible. The third was fine. And today I only had like 1.5 hours. So today I was fine. But you should not have asked me yesterday how I feel.
We shouldn't have asked you today.
No, I mean, what do you expect? Yeah. I mean,
I'm happy you made it here.
I'm happy
you guys
alive.
Happy that Shorty's here? Wow. Wow, great.
I mean, they can't really, can't say no.
Yeah, I mean, they have to say yes. I'm happy that
I mean, if
here.
Someone says no, I'm just going to stand up and go.
Oh.
No.
No.
Sad. Go home.
They don't care anymore.
Now I'm here. Now I'm stuck.
You're here. Now you're stuck here. Oh, that would be terrible if you just like couldn't drive back. That would be bad.
Actually, no joking.
Actually, I can't because I don't have it planned out yet.
Oh no. Okay. Well, prayage for Shorty that he is at least after the event able to make it back home in one piece.
I made my hotel reservation for here. I think 3 days ago.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yikes. Well,
I did it though. I'm here. And it's going to be great.
You're alive.
Yeah, well, my trip was easy here.
Nice.
Yeah, well, I live 1.5 hours away, and I drove here. And I was here Tuesday, because, you know, I'm organizing this, so.
Yeah.
With my team,
kinda.
Of course. If I say I'm organizing this, my team gives me, like, the dart, like, the laser eyeballs, and they're like, we did this! And I'm like, yes, I know, but...
Yeah,
like,
I can't see it in Chris' eyes, but I can feel it.
Yeah. They're staring at me intently right now to make sure that I say...
Even in the dark, we can see it.
But, I was here Tuesday. I drove up here on Tuesday. I drove back home same day because I am not going to pay a $400 hotel because of... The Digital X event was happening, so all the hotels were super expensive, so there was no way that I was going to be able to do that. So I just drove back home, and then on Wednesday, I drove back up in the morning, picked up both XLRB and CD Guy, wherever the heck he is, if he's even here. CD Guy? Ah, CD Guy, there he is. Yeah, picked them up from the Frankfurt Airport. We saw a castle and went to dinner. It was very romantic. XLRB at least complimented me 3 times during that trip.
Okay. Do you expect anything now? Or?
Lies? Oh, well, okay. But yeah, no. I've been here. I've been doing stuff. I've been working nonstop. So that's my journey. That's my travel. But yeah, I'm sure you guys have all had your travels too. I've been watching your guys' Twitter, believe it or not. Like each of you, I see you guys when you post and everything.
What is Twitter?
I'm sorry. X.com. Excuse me. I've been watching your X's.
Yeah. No one called it. I mean, like, what? This is family friendly, please.
That was not intended.
Not intended by you.
Okay. the mastermind. Ooh, you're going to come out with the anime glasses and go ping? Like,
no.
No, okay.
No.
Please, let's not start with the anime.
They were, okay, these two are the biggest weeps ever. She was talking Japanese. He was making anime references while we're trying to do the test today.
That's
and I'm just sitting here
not
like,
not even
what?
Remotely true. She was trying to introduce herself in German, and I introduced myself in Japanese.
And then she switched to Japanese.
Yes.
Yeah, what's the problem with that? It's a language.
I mean, that's fair.
You're going to get canceled again.
Wait, didn't you...
Asian,
no,
again.
Didn't you
APAC region, no!
Didn't you literally earlier say today that you kind of dislike the fact that you don't speak a third language? Or wasn't it someone else?
No, what? I probably did say that because I wish I did speak a third language.
Yeah, no, you're making fun of me for trying to learn a third language?
We're moving on. So the next topic that we're going to talk about is, let me check notes here, anything that isn't related to me getting canceled. Oh,
it's
hey, guess what?
Impressions.
Khaki. Who likes Khaki here? Please say no, please don't. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, boo. Well, there are people who do like Khaki. I'm not one of them, but there are people who like Khaki, and Khaki did fine. Finally, hey, Khaki ended! Yay! woo! But yeah, Techie won, right?
Big
yeah,
surprise.
Techie won with 69.
69.
Nice!
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 And Skander, I think 64 or 65.
That's not nice.
Not nice.
No, not nice.
He didn't get the perfect number.
And then it's Desi.
And
woo! Oh, he's here. Let's go. Easy. How was it, Mr. Khaki guy? He said, yeah.
What was the best map?
What was the best map?
Wrong answers only.
298. I have no idea which one.
Yeah, I don't know what
you're
asking.
Oh, wait, you played Khaki a little bit. So
I didn't
know.
Play, but it's my map.
Oh, it's your map?
That's why I said
okay.
It. And worst map?
I didn't hear it. What? Oh, not saying. Okay, that's fair.
Maybe he's here.
Ooh.
Ooh.
No, just kidding. Just
drama.
Kidding.
Drama. But yeah, Khaki's over. Congrats to Techie for winning. It does take dedication to play Khaki. It takes somebody who has some mental fortitude or insanity to do that for hours upon hours upon end, just like playing Trackmania for hours upon hours on end. So, yeah.
They did it. I didn't.
Hmm?
They did it. I didn't.
They didn't? I didn't. Okay.
I mean, I literally tried to play Khaki, and I think I played like 3 hours. So, I mean, that's more than last year. It's improving.
Too many hours for me.
I mean, I finished one map.
Ooh, okay.
Hey, wow. Thank you.
It's more than me.
Which one?
Wait, which one?
I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
Okay.
It was the easiest one. It was 300. Well, I finished 300. I'm sorry.
Oh. Oh, so lime is better than gecko?
Yes.
You heard it here first?
Confirmed.
Gecko washed. but yeah. All right. Now is the time where we unveil the faces of the Trackmania community, and we have our Q&A with the audience. And since they're all nerds, they're likely never going to come up to the stage because they're too nervous. But we're going to try anyways. Of course.
Okay.
Why is it the Americans? Why Americans? Oh, yes. Yes, you come up here and then Shorty gives you the mic. We're going to have a QA with the audience. So production, if you can head over to
I don't want to talk anyway.
The big dings.
All good.
Okay, what's the question?
This should be really easy for you guys. And I was looking at this the entire time.
Sir,
over
beforehand,
there.
Can you please state your name and where you're from?
I'm XLRB. From Kekona Land.
Wah! Woo!
And I was wondering if...
USA!
USA! USA!
USA!
So I was wondering if... I was actually looking at it the entire time sitting over there. Can we show the stream what the trophy looks like? Because
it's been... Oh my God!
Thank you for reminding me.
You're
okay.
Very welcome.
No, so actually, we were about to do it at
thank
the
you.
End, but...
Oh, were we
going to
do it
happening.
At the... I don't remember when I was going to do it, so...
Wait.
Shall I give a story about this first? No. Okay. All right. Anyways, moving on with life. Yeah. Found this random store in Latvia.
So for anyone that is not
that's
watching
not a
this
joke.
Live,
I actually found a
I
random
just
website.
I just
want to
describe the trophy a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just imagine the trophy looking awesome.
Well, actually, we were going to leave it unveiled, I believe. So, yeah, we'll just leave it like this. Wow. Yeah, so I found it, a random website. They happened to be in Latvia, and I was like, I don't know if this is going to turn out okay or not. I was really worried, but they did it really cheap, and honestly, it looks amazing.
cheap part is the key.
I mean, okay, let's put it this way. It would have been, for the same exact quality in Germany, it would have been 4 times the price. So that's why I say it's really cheap, because they did amazing quality for such an amazing price, when I would have easily spent like $2,000 on that.
I mean, not gonna lie, I know how normal trophies look like and how much they cost, and they are so cheap.
Yep.
Like, it's insane.
Yep.
So I don't even think this was cheap compared to that.
I mean, it still costed a pretty penny. It puts up the price pool a little bit. Hey. I'm still not telling you how much it costs, though. but yeah, so that's the trophy. That's what everybody's going to be playing for. And I am so happy that it turned out really nice. I was kind of worried. But it turned out.
We have an audience question that I'm reading right now.
XLRB, get out of here.
Yeah, you can go now.
No, it's on the phone. It's
cheer
on the
for
phone.
XLRB, yay!
It's on the phone. I don't know if you can read it, but there.
Oh.
What's on the bottle? Yeah, you. Well, on the stream you couldn't see it, but in the audience you can see it. It's water.
It's
just
not beer for once.
Vasa. It's shorties because.
Vasa, yeah.
It would be a beer if I would be allowed to drink it right now, but
I mean, yeah. Technically, you
unlucky.
Probably could have, but
yeah,
I'm
but
not going
to
tell you that.
I'm not allowed to.
Not allowed
That's
to drink?
Fair.
My doctor said no.
Oh.
You do it anyways.
Anyways, we have another question. Why is Chris coming?
Drive,
oh, no. Okay.
Hello.
Jeez. Oh, no.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Chris.
I'm Chris. You know me as the production guy.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I don't have a question. I just want to announce Cloudinity just donated 20 gift subs. Thank
wow.
you very much.
Woo!
That's all from me. You're going to see me throughout this weekend, but not on stream. Goodbye.
Hopefully
Yay!
Thank you, Chris.
Before we take the next one, definitely thank you to Chris, Venom, Atomic Breaker, all the other people. I apologize. Snicks, so sorry.
Look at the teacher raising his hand.
Hold on. Turbo needs attention. Come on, Turbo.
Turbo needs attention.
But yes, thank
okay,
you to
we have
my
another
team
American, I think.
For helping us out for this event and obviously doing the TO stuff. I do the show.
Oh, please, no.
Yes, sir.
Hello there. What's up?
Who are you, sir?
Introduce so yourself.
I'm Lucas Toby.
Wow.
Closer.
I mean,
hi, Lurkos Turbo.
Closer,
okay, yeah,
yes.
I have a general question. Like, what is your expectation towards the tournament?
What
and
what
also
a caster
who's gonna
question.
Win it? Because I've done some interviews and everybody said one name. So I want to see what name you say.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's. Okay. When I did interviews, they were all like, I don't know.
I had one answer sticking out.
Oof.
Can I start?
Yes, go start.
Okay, basically, I mean, I'm rooting for Lingo.
Okay, hey!
Yeah.
Yep. Right?
Yeah,
yep.
Lingo from Canada.
Lingo from Canada. Yes, closer to your mouth.
Yes. I do know that Barbos played really well.
Mm-hmm.
Ratchet.
Yeah.
Stubbs, if you say that name. Stubbs. Yep. Whatever. Stubbs, he knows. And I'm missing... Piranha.
Piranha. Piranha.
No, it's piranha, the
it's
word.
It's piranha? Wait,
it's
what?
It's piranha.
What is it? You're in here, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce your name?
Piranha.
Whatever.
Import, shut up.
Shut up. I'm the Spanish here. I know how to say the word.
Yes, ma'am.
That's how I like.
You
okay,
know what would be really cool?
What?
Barbos and Azog's final.
What?
Ooh, the brothers?
That would
Azox and Barbos are brothers.
I mean, I wonder how much.
Yeah.
I
didn't know.
I
that.
Wonder how much they trained, because like on skill level, I do think that both of them have the quality. I mean, if really 50 hours.
give Mike.
I talked to Ratchet and he said he has like 50 hours. So I don't know.
Damn.
People see him practice. It's literally like pro players who hardly practice because of Ascension versus like semi pros. So that's what I think.
Oh.
Maybe Garnati's gonna win. That's what everyone says.
Did
everybody
I say one of
really?
The...
Everyone says Granati, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
says Granati?
Yeah, everyone
not
says
that. I don't think Granati can't win, but...
Are
like
they mental? How the fuck is Granati supposed to win when he didn't have time to train?
Yeah, the thing is that they have to watch
yeah,
Ascension.
Yeah, he practiced 4 days. Yeah, no, I'm going with Barbos.
Ah. did you give your prediction yet?
Yeah, Barbos.
Barbos?
I'm going for Barbos.
No, but all the, like, top five.
Top five? What
top
do you
five?
Mean?
Top five? No, just give top I one.
If anything,
said, right?
No, 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 not that he's gonna end top five, but your top five players that you're looking for.
Yeah, I mean Barwas and Azax then.
Yeah.
Schrufts, I really want to see how he's doing.
Yeah, genau.
Yeah, top three.
Okay.
You didn't all study. Right.
All right. I guess I gotta give mine still, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just gonna give one name, and that's gonna be Feed.
That's a good pick.
Because he won last year, and he has been training. So, yeah, Feed and Enner are coming, people. They were top three last year.
I also think that Ratchet is gonna go far.
I think Ratchet could go far.
You'll make it to the final. My
see,
boy.
I hang out with the shift guys a lot, and I'm doing chatting here, but like they have to be working on their consistency, and I know that they suck.
Dude, have you seen the wild card match? I think you've slept on that, no?
But Dumas
versus shift, that was 4-0.
Yeah, but like it's wild card. Come on.
What do you mean they played against Nublops?
Yeah, but like those maps though, bro. Honestly.
Okay.
I can say that. I don't mind.
Okay. It was nice talking
thank
to you,
so
you guys.
Thank you so much, Toby. I'm out.
See ya.
Wow.
That was a great question, to be honest.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, we have so many good players here, it's really difficult to predict that.
Who
I actually just copied whatever Gecko said to me.
Time.
Wow.
Champ. Who? Roxy doesn't hate me.
You have to say what he said to the into the stream.
Huh? What?
Chris said.
Yeah, okay. Chris said that Roxy is never going to message me again because of the words I said about Shift.
Deserve.
That's fine. Whatever.
Okay, we have another question. My man, come in.
Legion2K. What's up, bro? Good. Another American. What the heck?
Not American.
Hey! as a true
USA,
as a true American, he's like, "Where's my applause, bro?"
I gotta put it right here. Oh God! Last time I used a mic, I gotta put it away from my face. Hi guys, I'm Legion2K from the US. Some of you may know me as the conspiracy theory guy, completely off the rails, no drugs in that take. I also run a weekly knockout tournament called the Tryhard Cup. On my Twitch, check it out. Anywho,
it's real.
The shilling is so real right now.
I'm gonna take the opportunity.
It's American.
So, with this map pack, we've all been practicing varying degrees. I myself, probably about 20 hours total. Yes. You get to remove one map out of the entire, out of all five. Which one are we getting rid of?
The one from my
base.
I don't know the names. I just
Motions by Kiesla featuring Mimes.
Mimes. No, that. I'm sorry, Mime, if you're here. Probably, yeah. No, that map is way too hard. And the beginning, if you lose the line, if you don't take it correctly, you're doomed. Mm. So, go next.
Yeah, I only remember the old names, not the actual names right now. But
like Purple Llama and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Names are horrible. No, definitely the one with the water. I don't know why. I still don't personally like that map.
Further by Carluki.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why. I
have a Carluki map hater. Actually, really.
I'm obviously the map is not bad, but personally, I don't like the style of it.
That's right.
I don't know why. I can't really explain it further, but not my map.
You're asking me when I love each and one of every one of these maps. Oh, he has
more
to say.
Hey, obviously, since everybody was expecting that answer probably, fuck ice.
Yes. Fuck ice.
Wow.
I think.
Yeah.
We could.
Not you.
Yes, you.
We're literally going to have an ice competition.
Huh?
Aren't we going to have an ice competition?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have an ice cup on Sunday. So
yeah, and you're hating on ice.
And you're hating on ice.
Lime, it was ironic. It was irony.
Okay.
Irony.
Surely.
Wink, you know?
I don't actually dislike ice. I even built ice.
No,
I like
it doesn't
ice.
Count.
Does it matter what Shorty's opinions on maps are really when he builds backwards maps? Like, Yeah? Some people like it, some people whatever.
Your map, which one would you...
What map would I get rid of? Probably... probably Kiesel's map. Probably Motions.
I would... let's see. You know what? I hate Trap. I hate it. There. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Yes, thank you. See, people understand that there are problems in the world, and Trap happens to be one of them.
oh, my God.
Sorry. Yeah.
Not hating on the competition.
Oh, no. Yes, let's trash all our mappers while...
I can't maps, but, like, I'm just, you know, I can give an opinion.
I probably... I will give... I need to give context to my answer before I get, like, murdered by Kiesla and that.
Okay,
but, like...
Ahead.
I think out of all the maps, it was, I think it's just a little bit too tight in certain areas. But outside of that, I think it's okay map, but it doesn't stand out to me compared to the others. I think each one has a very specific thing that they do. Kiesla's map, from my perspective when we picked it, was a map that we wanted a solid mix map, and that's what it served. But outside of that, it didn't have like anything crazy that I feel like would be... and that the other maps have, like, they each have a unique characteristic. And I think that makes Kiesla's map and the map pack unique as well. But it's just, as far as, like, mix is concerned, it's, like, very straightforward mixed map, so.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'd agree with that. Every map does something different in, you know, a good way. Like, Further, for example, I feel like that's a really good introductory map for the map pack, because I feel like it's the easiest out of all of them. And then I would say... Cloche, I'm definitely pronouncing that wrong. I'm sorry, my German is terrible. But what? Yeah, whatever. I'll leave it to the locals to tell me how to pronounce it because I'm wrong. Then probably
I'm reading now.
Sliced, then Motions, then Trap. Okay. But that's just me.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Legion, for
we're
joining
really
us.
We're hitting on the maps because we are not that good.
All right. What? I've been like Bonnie has been sending us messages the entire time.
All the stream. But I said that probably we hate on those maps because we are not good enough.
I don't hate Kiesel's map though.
I don't hate it either, but it's just if I could remove probably would be that one. Well.
All right. So we are supposed to predict the biggest upset according to Bonnie, an offstage question. Thank you with the wonderful scrolling text.
Actually,
if you could, that would be great. Because I'm like sitting here for like a full minute. I'm like, what is this saying? Ah! It's just like,
you got the zoomies.
Okay, Shorty, start. Like, if there's a biggest upset that you could like predict, what would be like a big upset to you? For you? One of those. One of those two. English is hard.
You should know English.
I think maybe one of the biggest upsets, which may even be possible because they couldn't train as much, is one of the TMGL players drop out rather early. Is that an upset?
No, then? Because... am I allowed to say... it's my podcast. I'll say it if I want. It's our podcast. With some of the players that are coming no train, and I think that's no surprise because Ascension happened last weekend, and some of those players that are coming from Ascension have not had the time to train properly, so therefore a player going out early, if they did not train, would not be able to make it through all the way that they should. But they are also pro players, and they are used to that type of pressure, so they should be able to. So maybe it would be a big prediction upset, dings, booms, bada bing, bom, bing.
I mean, if I were able to predict a like proper upset from like an upcoming player that we don't expect to be, then if I would be able to predict that, is it really an upset anymore?
I would say a big upset from a player like Wizzy or Stuffs, who have been practicing these maps for a while and are very fast players and very good players, and I think they're underrated in a lot of ways. I think if they were to go out early, that would be a big upset. Because I expect... at least one of those two names I just named to be in the top 12.
Top 12. Yeah, maybe, maybe.
I mean, isn't that you heard that people are also seeing that Granati it's gonna like go for the top too?
I truly don't see that.
I mean, he could.
I'm not saying he can't, but
I wonder what his pace is. Like the consistency from Granati.
They've been training offline, so we don't know.
He's gonna be insanely consistent.
A lot of people have been training offline for this event, so we don't know the true pace.
Yes.
So the people who are at the top of the campaign and everything in game, those are people who have been okay with just sharing their lines and everything. But I know for those who are taking it a little bit more seriously, they're not sharing everything. So,
what is your opinion on that, on people training offline more? Like, back in the day?
I had this conversation. Who did I have this conversation with? CD, yeah. Me and CD had this conversation. And, like, we both agreed on the same thing. So remind me if I say it correctly, because it was, like, a couple days ago. But we both said it makes sense for, like, a competition like Ascension, where there's so many different lines that you can find that somebody else may have not found. So it makes sense in that regard. But if it's a competition where the line is very evident, like, really the only things that we feel like you would be showing would be, like, very micro micro maneuvers, micro mechanical things that I think people would technically pick up on anyways. I don't think there's much to, like, hide from in terms of a map that has a very delineated line.
That yeah, is. Because there's not yeah. much.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, it's obviously, I mean, with Ascension, you take away the opportunity to have those weird lines because yeah. it's so much more interesting if someone is just driving an insane line in the match all of a sudden, which you didn't know beforehand. I mean, Ascension maybe with Muscle as a bad example because people did know it was possible. They just didn't expect someone to yep. to actually go for that. But I mean, at the beginning, I really didn't like it, but I warmed up to it. I'm not going to say it's better, yeah. but it has its merits, and I understand why people train offline.
Yeah, I understand it too, and I don't fault them for it. I don't think anything less or like weird about it. Just like for me, it makes more sense to like hide something if it's a map that's a lot more open that people can discover. Like, I don't know.
What I don't like is making training maps for someone and then he just refuses to use them and makes his own ones instead. Looking at you, Dexter. He literally asked me, "Oh, Shorty, do you want to make those training maps for me? It takes so much time. I don't want to do it." Then I literally spent like 2 hours, did it. And then one day later, I see him live stream doing the same thing. Why? Why do you ask me?
Because he can.
Dexter coming for that ass.
No, he knows it. He's an asshole. He knows it.
That's okay boy on okay boy violence over here.
No, that's just me and Dexter.
Ah, that's fair. Did you give your biggest upset prediction?
Audience thing in the
but
Granada.
Then on then did you give your
my why? No.
No.
I mean I don't know what to expect.
But do you have an opinion on the training no train thing or no?
Bye
Mikey, bye Gus, y'all suck.
The train Wait, can you repeat?
Okay, Tens, bro, mad.
Can you
just
repeat?
Just like Evo, they just leave out of nowhere, bro. Like, hey, snip in. Okay, sorry.
Can you repeat the question?
The question was, do you agree with the training offline? Or do you find, like, do you think, how do you feel about that?
I mean, it depends on the player and how comfortable they feel playing, you know?
Fair.
If you feel comfortable playing offline, go for it and have fun. Mm. But I don't think that it actually interferes with the competition unless it's something like Ascension where you have to hide some tricks, you know, from the competitors. But
yep.
on maps like the ones that we have at XP, well, I don't think so because you know the lines and there's nothing else to hide.
Yep. I agree. All right.
You never know if Granadi might have found another nose light somewhere. You never know.
Roxy is in my DMs right now because you said that. Roxy's being like, oh, Shorty sends it. Shorty
I mean, there is one nose light on the end.
There is.
On one map.
Yes.
Is it
supposedly
trap?
Masa found it.
Is that Trap?
Oh, wait.
Is that
trap?
The name?
No. It's on Slice Flunz.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Doogie map.
Names. Tomorrow I will know them. For
Hopefully.
Sure.
Like,
probably.
Like ivory rhinoceros, surely.
Maybe.
Purple llama. turquoise.
And we should have named them like that.
Maybe we should have. Maybe we should have stuck the names. If nobody knows what I'm talking about, our feedback system was anonymous. So when people submitted a map, it would give like a random color and a random animal. And so it'd be like turquoise cat, red llama, purple turd, like
it was
whatever.
A lime even.
So, huh?
There was a lime map.
Yeah, there was a lime boa. Yeah, there was a lime boa. And so, but yeah. Aquamarine elk. Yes.
That is the
fantastic
one I don't like.
Names.
For some reason, the only map, I mean, it wasn't the only one, but the map with water got the name Aquamarine. Perfect.
They're going to veg or they're going to get food. Either one. Bye, guys. Bye, Nina. Bye.
Bye.
Huh!
Oh, my God.
She just asked, who am I? That's really rude of you. So rude. No. Have a good evening. See you tomorrow.
Some people are leaving. That's perfectly fine.
We're almost done here anyway, so... was there anybody else who wanted to ask a question? Yes? No? Yes?
Okay.
No? Yes? No? Literally no one. They're just giving me the blankest stare on the planet right now. I'm going to start calling. I'm going to call a name out here in a second. Do I have any questions for you guys? What would... No? Snippin, I want you up here. Yes. Yes. This is your intervention. Everybody say hi, Snippin.
Hi, everyone.
So, we have been friends for how many years now?
A couple, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
I think I've had the same amount of bottles of wine today.
Okay. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
So the reason why I brought you up here, Snippin, is because we've been friends for like 3 years, and I wanted to, nobody's actually really seen Snippin in the flesh.
What?
He's been stuck in Norway.
Watch my streams, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. You do the Thanks. Spooky streams. Is somebody jumping out behind you, by the way? Are we going to have a jump scare? He's
oh
like, jump scare?
What?
Not now, please.
Not now. Okay. Snippin, ice god.
That's me.
Yes. I want you to ask us a question. Please. For content. Please. Please.
Not the ice.
I have no idea. Who do you expect to win the ice event and why?
The one true god, Snippin. Hello, that's you're the ice god. Like,
I can't.
Oh, he's staff. Boo. I don't know. Probably Opal? Opal?
Interesting.
Say?
Yeah.
Opal's pretty good. I mean, no offense, symptom. But Opal, I think, would do really well.
I met a lot of good icers here today.
Yeah? You kiss them too?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. I'm done embarrassing you now. Thank you for joining. Yay! Ice Cup winner! All right.
I know who won't win the ice tournament. Me. I played those maps. I tried them. I could only finish two of them.
Okay, good. Skill issue.
Better than you. We can find out. Sure. We can play. I got told we can. I got told we can play.
Mm.
Apparently.
Is New Lake here? Is New Lake still here? Yeah. New Lake, come down here. You're gonna be our last guy. All right, the reason why I'm bringing out New Lake here is because he's going. I want to introduce New Lake. Obviously, hopefully, most of you know who New Lake is, but New Lake, introduce yourself.
What?
Lucker's Turbo number two.
I am no longer New Lake. I've been through a couple of name changes today. I've been Boney at some. No, I've been G Geek, and now I'm Lucas Toby number two.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, in a previous life, I was New Lake. I'm a caster, I'm from Ireland, and I'm here to cast the event. I'm looking forward to it.
So the reason why I brought you up here is because I wanted to tell our story that New Lake was actually supposed to be a caster for Trackadia last year, or at least I tried to make him a caster last year. A certain very high-profile caster was currently in his spots, and that said high-profile caster canceled literally a couple days before the event. Yeah. So unfortunately, it sucked for everyone. But you're here now. how do you feel that you finally get to like
listen
cast a land?
I feel like these things happen all the time in esports, and I'm delighted to be here to cast a land. I had a nap earlier. I'm feeling great.
That's great.
Looking forward to it. Look, the maps are going to be a ton of fun. Like, I mean, we've been obviously sitting around here all day making sure you guys were making sure that everything worked. The production team's been working very hard. The talent team has been doing absolutely nothing except sitting around and watching stuff, having a great time. We won't talk about what games, you know, Toby may or may not have been played up on stage here. Kai having a great time.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to seeing all the maps in competition, you know, and as has been said multiple times, there's so many great players playing who are incredibly well-trained on these maps. The level of competition is going to be genuinely mind-blowing, I think, over the course of this weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, I can't wait for it to start tomorrow, and I can't wait for Sunday and seeing what the finals brings as well.
Yeah, I'm definitely nervous. Let's hope everything goes according to plan, right?
There'll only be a couple of fires, I'm sure.
Kidding. All right, I love you guys. All right, do you have a question? Like, what? Like, ask me, like, the craziest question you can think of.
Trying to think of something that won't get you cancelled as well now. You know, that's... What can I ask that you can't misconstrue?
Let's not go through that.
It's a losing battle, I know, yeah. I mean, ultimately, it's going to go poorly.
as long as it's not about APAC, we're good.
I was up in the crowd, and I was like, I'm going to get up on that stage, and I'm going to ask him what he thinks about emerging regions. What questions do I have for the podcast here? I'm obviously stalling for time at this point. We're all stalling for time at this point.
No pressure. You're the only last person on here. And so
no, I know. Yeah. I mean, I'm just dragging it out as well. I'm making sure that we have a full length show by the end of this.
Right. Surely.
Proper questions about it. Is there anything that you wish you could have gotten into the map pack that you feel is missing from it?
A dirt zoop, yes. I would love an ice dirt zoop in the maps. They are fully missing, like gyroscope style. Let's go. You want to start?
It's a bit.
I think we have everything. I mean, for me, it's not like there's something missing.
Yeah.
But something I would take out.
That's the running theme, yeah.
The running theme.
There's no wet plastic.
Know, we don't have the skill, you know, so I prefer to take out stuff than to put in, you know, make it easier.
Yeah. Make sure that everything is clean, make sure the entire map pack works well together.
Like some piles, you know, in the middle. No.
I think I have one. I actually would have liked to see more ice.
Yep.
But, and I appreciate all the mappers who submitted maps, so please don't take this the wrong way, but like just the maps that included ice just were not at the quality that they needed to be. Like, the ice sections were serviceable, but the rest of the map quality didn't match that either, so it was just really hard to find a good, solid ice map. And, like, that we didn't pick Doogie's map because it just had ice in it, but it had other qualities to it that, like, what? We didn't.
To be fair, no, you did literally admit earlier.
I mean, we kind of did, but like...
I think the phrase you used earlier was, well, we wanted one map with ice, so...
Yeah, I mean... Okay, yes, I did say that. All right, stop it. But yeah, it was... I think more ice.
I mean, actually, considering that there's a map I didn't like, there was one map, I don't remember which one it was, that I probably would have picked over Aquamarine Arc myself, but I don't remember which one it was. But since you mentioned ice, there
Aquamarine Elk is further by Luki.
Yes. There was one map with two ice lights, one in the very beginning, and it had like this weird quarter pipe jump, and then the ice section at the end. I do still think that map was really good.
I think that was a Mellow Yaw map. I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know the
map, obviously. I only know the map, but it had a really good start. I liked the first ice light. I didn't like there was only that middle section that was really bad, but the rest I really liked. I mean, obviously would have had to test it more in the end, and it got eliminated before we could have tested it more.
Yeah. Well,
maybe next time.
Maybe next time. New Lake, my guy. Oh, yes.
I do actually have one other question for you. What is the must-play side event for this weekend?
The must-play side event? Full speed of the week. Easy. Full speed of the week all day, every day.
Doogie's ice map. So what I'm hearing is maybe it depends on what kind of style of map you actually enjoy the most. Yeah.
Actually, also, the Cup of the Day is also going to be really cool because it's an XP Evo-themed map. Can I reveal the mappers? Sure, why not? It's by XLRB and Hank is Me. So their map is going to be released on Thursday in game for a cup of the day. So tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Friday, yeah.
It's tomorrow's Friday. Yes, whatever. wait, XP. Hold on.
We gotta
wait. Mappers bribed XP Evo org ?! no comments. Surely. Yeah.
I mean, he said we shouldn't mention, but Mime bribed us quite a bit, so he has a better chance of winning.
Yeah, that's why. Yep. Mime was bribing us so much. He was like, please let me win this comp. Please put my map in there. Yeah.
Now he has to deliver on his map, obviously.
Right.
Otherwise, it would be kind of...
But what if he intentionally throws on his map?
I think that will be the biggest upset potential is if Mime goes out as a result of losing on his map.
That
this
would
weekend.
Be funny, actually.
That would be sad, but that
would be funny.
Would be very. It's the funniest possible upset, yeah. Even if it's not the biggest upset. Right, I'll leave you to your podcast. So, thanks okay. for having me.
All
right,
thank you. Thanks, Nulek. Woo! Yeah. So, did you even answer the question?
No, but I don't want to answer.
Okay, that's fine. So I think we're going to wrap it up here.
Did you say that's fine, or did you say that's lime?
I said that's fine.
we're in Germany. At least one of those folks had to make it.
Deutsche Witz. Wow. Lustig.
Ja.
Nee. I think we're going to end it here, but... it's crazy. Thank you guys so much for showing up. Thank you guys for, obviously, tonight. You guys make this event and everything that we do so much special. This event's by the community, for the community. It sounds cheesy, I know, but, like, it literally is. Everybody here from the production right now, we got Villa, Ravout, Lorai, and also MCYC. They've been doing a fantastic job trying to get this all set up, so I really appreciate them. For what they've been doing and what they're about to do, and also all of our TO guys and everything. Everybody has been doing this out of their own passion for the community. None of us are getting anything in compensation-wise for now, anyways. I don't know if we are in the future, but as of now, we've all been going here on our own volition, our own funds. And so, like, the community is here to make an event for you guys, and so just... be kind to each other and all that stuff. Are you... Chris, would you shut up? I'm trying to be sentimental here and you're ruining my moment.
It was a moment.
Yeah, it was a moment.
It's ruined now.
Yeah. Put your heart up. Put it away. Huh? I was going to get to that. Really mad. Yeah, no. Also, like, now it's going to sound like I'm saying that because I'm being made to. Experion... fans, what is it? Experion fans? Any Experion fans here?
Yay!
Honestly, Boney has made this podcast really fun. But yeah, no, like, Experion has been super cool. They have not charged us a dime. Everything has been done in-house. With them, we've been doing this all together just as, like, one big community, not just us, but Experion as well, to bring a fun event to this Trackmania community. And so we really appreciate everything that they've done, everything they're going to do, everything they are doing. They've been running around like chickens with their heads cut off all day today, just as panicked as we are, because this is something new for them as well, for their end. Typically, it's always companies coming in and, like, renting out the space and doing their own thing, but this is Experion trying to do something new for themselves. And also Mel, who's been, Mel and Eduardo and Amy, those the main three that we've been, like, organizing this with, they've been super, and all the other staff, they've been super generous and nice to us, even when we set off the alarms.
No fucking way.
Again, sorry about that security. I may or may not have set an alarm and ignored a sign that said, do not exit door alarm on, and I did it yesterday. My bad. But yeah, no, thank you.
Also, that's why there was the post about
That's why I made a comment. I was like, please do not use the doors in the back after 1 o'clock because the alarm's on. That's because I'd made the boo-boo. So, yeah, but thanks to Experian, thanks to you guys. I'm super happy. You know, 24 people are coming from 24 different countries here. That's insane. Insane, bro. From all around the world. And just to celebrate Trekmania and just hang out with each other and have fun. Crazy. But that is it. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Some are like, yeah. Some are like, yeah. Fucking end it already. Yeah.
At least they are here.
At least they are here. I appreciate you guys. Even if you didn't enjoy it, I appreciate you guys anyways. And I hope you enjoyed the event. I really do. So we're going to end it here, I think. Thank you guys so much for joining us this evening. Tomorrow, stream starts, I think, hopefully at 5 o'clock. We will start with the qualifier waves on Friday for the main XP Evo stream. It'll be right here on Evo Track Mania. So make sure that you join us then. If you don't, join us on Saturday or Sunday. Join us! We're going to have a show for you guys online and also for the folks here that are here with us if they're not too busy being nerds and playing video games. So see you guys. Take care of yourselves. Love yourselves. And let's have a fun weekend.